Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to
Bye.
Three Queens. Cheers.
We are all off.
All
Cheers.
off. All off. Yanni ain't got no cup. She got Perrier.
Pellegrino.
I got water. You know, I'm drinking water today because my body told me I'm dehydrated. My lips was chapped. My body said, you are dehydrated. So I'm drinking water today.
And I'm drinking sparkling water because why not?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, y'all. It's been a week. It's been a week.
So
we back. We a little late, but we back. With
it has
our
been a week, let me tell you.
A week. We got kids graduating. We got stuff all over the place. We're trying to give them activities and still, you know.
Our life.
Right.
Our life.
We
Literally.
Are all over the place.
Yeah, we are.
Me and that the title of super moms.
Yeah, three queens that we should have called this the super mom edition because boy.
So I got some hot
coffee. I'm like wash my cape. I'm tired. I want to wash my cape. Let it hang dry.
Just you know what? It's gonna
days.
Be.
Let it
you
dry.
Got the summer coming up. You might get a little bit of the break. You're not gonna have to be schooling mom for a couple of months. You can put that hat down.
Nobody's
going
outside.
Ain't nobody like, told you to enroll the babies in summer school. You did that like, on your own.
I was like, not for me.
You.
It's hot, white summer. Going outside.
Look, I was like, not for me.
We
but okay.
outside.
We outside. I'm definitely outside.
Okay.
So all y'all, right. It's some hot topics. They hot. So Balenciaga and Crocs are making some stilettos, y'all.
Did you see how crazy those shoes look?
Them ugly, ugly shoes. Ugly
Balenciaga.
Shoes.
Just shaking
my
head.
Doing?
Shaking my head.
And why would you make that heel so skinny and your shoes are so chunky?
Right. Who, you know what? People gonna be wearing them though. People gonna be wearing them.
Who is wearing those? That's just like those. Remember those high heel Air Force
ones? Oh my god!
Then they had the high heel Tims. They had high heel Tims. They have.
They
but
all did it
looked the high
bad
heel
back
Tims
in the
was
day.
Kind of cheap.
Those I like cheap high heel yep. Tims. I like high heel Tims. These shoes is ugly though. They ugly
because they're Crocs.
I don't like Crocs to give it. I always
I
be getting
yeah,
on
like
Lele about don't be wearing them damn Crocs.
Yeah,
she ain't taking them Crocs
all the
everywhere.
Time. All the time. She
they
can't go nowhere with me
for the
Crocs
young
from.
People. I bet you Lele gonna buy some.
Lele is not buying no high heel Crocs, okay? Because we won't allow it.
So y'all, Teyana Taylor is the first Black woman named as Sexiest Woman Alive by Maxim.
Yay!
Yay! Very
Yay.
Well deserved.
We're
Very
so
well
excited
deserved.
For her.
I think she yeah. is beautiful and she deserves it. That's a super mom over there too, working and doing her career and a wife. So.
Singer, actress, director.
Singer, actress, model, choreographer.
Keep it going.
Songwriter. Mama
director.
Of two of the cutest little babies. They are cute. So cute.
They're beautiful. That's the whole little family. I love else. Them. I love them all. Together.
Junie
they, just
something else. They are cute. Very
so,
cute.
We also got some more Black excellence. Simone Biles becomes the first woman to yeah. win 7 U.S. all-around titles. So congratulations one more time.
Simone.
Well yes. deserved. Well deserved. I love hearing about
she
Black
excellence.
She was
born for that. She was yeah. born for She was born for it. You, there's nothing else like that she was straight born for that. Did you see yeah. her little outfit with the little goat, the little
oh,
goat
yeah, yeah. I saw a picture of it on Instagram or TikTok, one
little
of those.
Lady flex.
So I didn't know that J. Cole and P. Diddy had beef. I don't know.
Was that real beef?
I don't know.
They
that
squashed
they...
it. They did squash it.
Yeah,
they
so now
it.
All of a sudden they squashed,
squashed it.
When I read the yeah. thing, I was like, well, when did they have beef? I didn't know it was beef. But
yeah, I didn't know they had beef either.
Apparently the beef is squash.
Yeah.
So Fabulous is mad because some commenters criticized him about his recent post about a former City High member, Claudette Ortiz. Did you guys see that post?
Yes, absolutely saw it. It was 1,000% inappropriate. Let my husband do a whoever appreciation post.
So
let him.
Some people were saying, yes, people were saying it was inappropriate, but to be honest, what do you expect from Fabulous? This is one of those.
That's why my face was like, whatever, next.
Yeah, like next. What you expect?
No, but Emily just had your whole baby. Like, literally, that little girl is a baby. And this is how you gonna do her? He's a freaking clown. He's always
saying something out of pocket. So, next, like.
Let's not forget that he, like, punched her or bit exactly. her. Like, and she forgave him and took him back. So,
Cheated and everything else. So,
But that doesn't mean that it's okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
He's trash. We should have like a little trash can that comes up when somebody is trash.
So I don't think it's okay, but I think when you forgive certain things, sometimes it takes the sting off a little bit. Maybe that's the best way to put it. So I'm not surprised by it because I'm like, this is the same man that put his hands on you. So I don't really know how surprised I can get about him doing this.
So let me tell you this. I think that we as women, we do this quite often. We try to say, I don't like it, but, and instead of just saying, no, you're wrong. We don't need, you shouldn't be doing it, point blank. So many people giving him a pass. He does not deserve a pass. It's rude, it's inappropriate. And then aren't they married? No, you don't need to be doing that.
Yeah, I think.
Bottom line, get your stupid ass off the life. Freaking Instagram.
Get off there. I agree with you. Like that. I do think
and
that.
Nobody, oh, I expect this. No, you shouldn't expect disrespect from no man.
You shouldn't, but she chose to forgive him and she chose to marry him after he hit her. Like you made these decisions as
you like woman. It. I love it.
She obviously, you know, and I like Emily. I think she's really cool. But although she chose to forgive him, that she has like some trauma and she needs some help to work through that. But no, this is just the same as what we talked about last time. Not deserving your own man. Like, I deserve for my husband to disrespect me.
A piece of a man or no man at all.
Or when did we see that clip that says, oh, I don't mind if my man respectfully cheats. Like, there's respectful cheating.
How do you even put respectfully in front of that word?
So, respectful cheating to this person, I don't remember the name of it, is when the side chick stays in her place. Nobody know about her. Ain't no baby popping up. She just there to service you. When she service you, like SZA said, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you back home, but you still taking care of this household and doing what you're doing. That to her is respectful cheating. I don't know about her. I don't see her. You ain't out with her in public.
She's looking for a trash can.
She's invisible. That she accepts that cheating. That form of cheating is okay for her. I think we talked about this in the cheating episode that we had saw that clip. And we were all like, what is respectful cheating?
I don't even know how to comment on that.
Fabulous, like it's okay to kind of disrespect.
It's not okay. I don't think it's okay for you to disrespect any woman in any situation. Disrespect is horrible. All my point of saying was that
you expect him to disrespect.
Right. I expect you to be disrespectful because you've already physically assaulted her. So I can't see you being any better of a man. You already garbage to me. Like, you're already trash. Like, I don't expect nothing better. Yeah, I don't expect better from you.
You can't go no lower than that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't go no lower than that. You didn't put your hands on her. So I was in the comments
with everybody else. I put little trash cans. I told him he was garbage. I told him he was disrespectful. And Claudette Ortiz or whatever her name is should have blocked him so he couldn't tag her and get her. Don't put her in that mess. She did not ask you. And then the picture, did you see the picture he put? It was like a, she had like a bikini on. Like,
no, I didn't see the picture. I just saw the,
did you put that picture?
Because that's what he was looking at when he made the post. So, Kim and Khloé made this birthday post to Kanye West or blase blase. So I think Kim won her husband back, and she afraid to say she won her husband back. She was crying on some interview she was doing about how she, I don't remember what, I don't know what show she was on, but she was crying, and then she made this birthday post, and I'm like, Kim, just, he your husband, just say you want your husband back. I don't understand why you're doing all
this. I don't think that she necessarily wants him back. I think she's sad that it didn't work, and this is the third marriage. I think that she's sad.
That's what she was crying about in the last Kardashians.
And I don't think that it can work. Well, no, his thing is more, he has mental issues, and he put her through a whole lot, and she's, that was her man, and she stood beside him until it became way too much.
Well, that was, first of all, that marriage that she married for 2 seconds, that wasn't no real marriage. She wasn't,
they annulled it.
Yeah, that wasn't no real marriage. Who
look, she had a whole,
Reggie Bush. Basketball player.
Yeah, the basketball player.
It wasn't Reggie Bush. It was the basketball producer. It was a producer way back in the day. Before that was her first marriage. And he's the one who got her doing plastic surgery. Like, oh, you need to change this about your body. You need to do this. You need to do that. That's when she started doing that. Hold on. Let me find out who it is.
I know she annoyed the basketball player.
Yeah, they were only married for like 7 days. If
something like that.
That's why I was like, that was a publicity stunt to me.
Kim Kardashian's first husband was Damon Thomas.
Who's Damon Thomas, girl? I want to know too. Who's Damon Thomas?
I looked that up too. I was like, ooh, I don't even know.
He's a music producer. She married him in 2000, and they got divorced in 2004.
Yeah, because that's how she started that's how she started styling all the clothes for the people. That's how she started. Forgot
she was a stylist for
That's how she started. She's styling all the clothes. And then the Ray J thing happened, and that's when she blew up, and she's, you know, styling even more big names.
Yeah, because she was with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and stuff.
Dang, I remember styling. When they was hot.
She was styling.
Hot. Remember they used to always say, that's hot.
Remember when they had that show? Who was that? Nicole Paris.
The Simple
Nicole.
Life or something.
Yeah. I just be like, this is so ridiculous. Look at these fools.
Yeah, so they were silly. They were. Silly.
They just looked like two friends just having fun or whatever. Nothing was serious.
All day. Yeah.
So my last hot topic, Chipotle lovers, they are raising their prices by 4%. So whatever you're paying now, get your calculators out. They raising all their menu prices by 4%.
Chipotle, y'all act like y'all, look, rice is not that expensive. And y'all know y'all put 5 scoops of rice and 4 pieces of chicken in those burritos.
So what they're trying to say is, why they saying
that? Guac is high too. It's really good, but it's expensive.
I already pay like $8, $9 for the grilled cheese. I mean, not the grilled cheese, but my quesadilla anyway. So like, dang.
With no meat in it, cheese and tortilla? I'm like,
you gonna actually pay like,
bro, that's $1.49 meal, Yanni. You could warm
that's one like
a quesadilla at home.
No, but they said they're trying to put this nice spin on it that they want to pay their employees $15 an hour.
Hey,
and that is why
they can already afford to pay their employees $15 an hour with their $9 burritos.
Because I know nobody stopped eating that Chipotle during this pandemic. I think Chipotle sales boost.
Chipotle been popping.
Right. Everybody could DoorDash, Postmates, Grubhub,
everything.
Uber Eats, Chipotle. Chipotle ain't lost no money, not $1.
Yeah.
Did you have another one, T?
No, you said it. Mine was the Tiana Taylor one. Give you flowers while they're still here. That made me really happy to see that she
Danny, did you have one?
Especially after that last man. Who was the last man they put on there? He looked
John Legend.
Oh yeah, Monique. That was Yanni's hot topic.
Oh yeah.
I said
Monique She did go on to Tammy Rowland's show, and they did talk it out and come to a mutual understanding about the bonnets. And they did talk about how it is disrespectful. They did say it was disrespectful, inappropriate, and you should have some self-respect about coming out with these bonnets. But Tammy didn't want to back down, but she said people should buy her bonnets. But
Buy them for the house.
But don't come out some disrespectful with these bonnets and scarves and stuff.
Bro, y'all gonna be looking like Ronald McDonald with these bonnets on outside. You wear the bonnet to bed.
Especially, I saw a girl
Monique did say, especially in the airport, get your ass dressed before you come outside.
Right. You don't gotta get dressed. I know it's the airport, they're gonna make you take off your shoes and jackets, but shoot, not your hair. Just put something on your hair, anything else.
Like your house shoes. No, you get fully dressed.
If you want to wear them house shoes,
But I put a hat on. Like, I don't do my hair. I put a hat on going through the airport.
I don't get makeup.
I'm just saying.
And when and you I didn't have no bonnet on, Donnie. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying you had a hat. I mean, I was comfortable. Like, I'm gonna wear my sweatsuits or a little dress or something. But
you had clothes on. I'm not
no bonnet or no scarf on.
No, even though it was a sweatsuit, it was clothes. You washed your body and got dressed, brushed your teeth, and left the house.
And I think people are literally just made like wearing bonnets more just because of this whole Monique thing. Because I saw somebody, where was I at? CVS, and this girl was in there with a bonnet on, and I was like, did you really just walk out the house like that? Like, you just rolled out and was like, I'm gonna just wear this bonnet. And I saw this video on TikTok where this girl was like, well, why is it okay for men to wear do-rags and women can't
it's
wear
not bonnet? Okay.
First of all, it's little boys wear do-rags. What men wear or walk around with do-rags?
Like, don't they take their do-rag off before they leave the house? Like, I thought they took their do-rag off. Yeah. I ain't know people was just walking around the streets with do-rags on.
When I was in high school, a lot of boys used to wear their do-rag, but they would take it off, like, in the middle of the day because they wanted to show their waves.
Yeah, exactly. But those was kids. I'm talking about grown men. This is a grown woman, so I'm assuming she's talking about grown men.
I know not one grown man that wears a do-rag outside, period.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Now, I don't know who everybody associated with, but I don't know any grown man that wears their do-rag walking down the street. So, but that was her comeback. And now I think everyone is just on protest, so they just now wearing their bonnets outside just to do it because they want to protest Monique. That's what I really think.
Y'all look stupid outside with the bonnet on.
I'm gonna just say, have some self-respect and be ready. When you walk out the door, you ready. You have some respect for yourself, for your parents and your grandparents. You represent all of these people when you walk outside.
You represent the ancestors.
I was about to say, Yanni telling y'all representing the ancestors walking outside with these bonnets on. All right, y'all, that is the end of the hot topic. So T, take it away, girl.
All right, so today our topic is going to be what we want to teach our girls about love, about dating, and about relationships. And I think this is a pretty important topic, and I don't think that a lot of families have these kind of conversations. And a lot of kids end up in bad situations because they are listening to their friends who nobody talked to them about it. So for us, if we kind of say what we want to talk to our kids about, then we can kind of guide them instead of them learning from somebody else. So Yanni, you are muted, but what is one thing you want to teach Lele about dating, relationships, love, all that?
I want her to have respect for herself and know she has respect for herself. And don't let nobody disrespect her and know her worth all day long.
Mm-hmm. That's the key word. That worth, when you know your worth, can't nobody take that from you.
Right.
That's all I really want her to know. Respect for herself and know her worth in everything.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I was going to say. I want them to know, both my children to know, that life is hard. It is not easy. It is hard, but it's worth every day that you wake up and get to live your life. So you have mm-hmm. to treat it as such. You have to treat it like every day is worth living and be as productive and responsible and live your best life. Mm-hmm. Live your best life every day and do it for you. Like Yanni said, know your worth. Shoot. Will Smith said, know your worth and multiply it by 10. So
yeah, amen.
Know
amen.
Your worth, multiply it by 10.
So what are some of the things you guys think we can do to like show our children? Because it's not just our girls, but it's our children, like to show them what their worth is. What are some things you guys think we can do?
What I try to do is like we said before, you have that mommy daughter time. And then with the boys, we have that boys and girls time, just to make sure you check in. Like you have your things you want to do with your daughter. Like you make sure, you know, oh, make sure you're like, it's the little things like, oh, make sure this is done. Like maybe your nails, maybe your hair mm-hmm. or your upkeep. Oh, this is how you're supposed to do this in life. This is how this is done. Pay a bill. Or this is how your bank account is set up. It's, you know, the little things. Because when they go out in life and you never taught them, it's like, oh, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, my mom never showed me. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
How to make a doctor's appointment. Some kids never make their own appointment. So you have to teach them these things early.
They be 25 talking about mama. I got a copay. What does that mean, mama? Yes. Can you tell me how to do my copay?
When they go to the doctors, let them check themselves in.
Yeah. But
you know, at 12 and 13, let them, you know, stand behind them, let them check themselves in, let them do it so they could be independent.
Mm-hmm. I think that for us, sometimes, especially for my daughter, I like it when her and her dad have, you know, their time together. Like they'll go have sushi or they're in the kitchen cooking together mm-hmm. or stuff like that. Cause it's showing her, okay, this is a man. This is a real man. This is how he's acting towards me. This is how this man is acting towards my mom. So I think that showing them the worth is giving them a hands-on example mm-hmm. of what a family truly is, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I think at first what I was doing was making sure that they had everything that they wanted, because I wanted them to see that you can have everything you want if you work hard and whatever you do, whatever you decide to do, an entrepreneur, or if you want to go and be a doctor or whatever you choose to do, if you work hard, you can have whatever it is you want. But I also think that has forced our kids, made them a little spoiled.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Mine's spoiled.
So that they expect. So now what I'm doing is making sure they know that you can't just get like Aaron.
You gotta work for it.
You gotta work for it. Aaron asked me for $5. He had got his allowance and then he said, oh, can I have an extra $5? I want to buy something off the game. And I was like, okay, well, you need to do something for $5. And he was like, what? I was like, I'm not just going to give you $5. So tell me what you're going to do. What are you going to give me or do for me or the household for me to give you $5?
So the games, I'm going to tell you, these debit cards got turned off. Y'all ain't buying nothing on this Xbox, PS, whatever. No, turned off online, these damn games.
We do have a rule in this house. We do have a rule. If you don't work, you don't eat. So now, because I have learned that I have spoiled them. It's like, you know, everything is given. But now they know you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
Just period, point blank. Everything is given to you.
I think that everybody on this call, all of our children are spoiled. All of them. They're not rotten, though. They are spoiled. We give them every single thing that they ask for. They're good kids, but they are spoiled. In our house, you know, we kind of have the same thing. Like if I cook, I bought the food, you know, clean up the kitchen, you know, when it's time to wash your clothes, do your laundry, put your laundry away. So we have that kind of same little rule. And every single night, actually. The kids are now doing the dishes, so that's how they earn their allowance for the week.
Yeah,
they do the dishes, clean the kitchen, put the dishes up, load and unload the dishwasher. That's how they're able to earn their allowance.
Yeah, that's they do. They have their own set of chores. This particular instance, you was asking for extra. So to me, if you're asking for extra, that means you need another task. So tell
Aaron, me Aaron, I'm gonna need you to get your spending together. Aaron okay. and Jalen will just PS4. Spend every penny they have.
That's why. And then we got the board. That's why the babies, those babies ain't on the board.
Yep, the board is balling. Okay. The board is balling.
The board is balling. Shoot, we could take a loan from the board. All I'm saying is,
I need a loan from you.
Like, that I do. I'm telling you, Layla could. I could take a loan from her. Like, look, can you go on and let Black House hold something for a minute? We'll pay you back. You want to write a contract?
He was going to school this morning. He was like, I looked in his wallet. I said, you don't take all of that to school. He was like, I know I should put a little bit up. A little bit.
So let me tell you about Tierra money bags. She has this wallet that folds three ways and it Velcros closed. And she had so much money in that wallet, it wouldn't even close and fit her purse.
Oh, it's time to make a deposit.
She got some change. She like changed some bills out for larger bills. But I was like, money bags.
That means you need a deposit. That means you need to go in the bank, fill out that deposit slip, go on and make a deposit.
Yeah.
He just learned about cash, because he has a Cash App and people send him money, but he usually waits the little 3 days it takes to get into his account. But he wanted it like right away. And I was like, well, it's charging you a fee. He was like, they charge me a fee to send my money to my own account? I was like, yes, sir. They charge you. Well, what is the fee for? Why do I have to pee? How much is the fee? So we didn't have a whole discussion about bank fees and why they charge you these fees. And this is how much percentage is.
But that's teaching them up front. So that way he knows. Yep. Yeah. When it comes to money, there's a fee attached to everything.
That's what I told him. I was like, anytime you want to use their services, I was like, especially Cash App said, you want your money right now? Okay, we're going to give it to you, but you're going to pay us to give it to you faster.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I was like,
Sierra still got money in her Cash App.
Man, she's sitting on money. Because I remember last time I asked you, you were like, oh no, that money you gave her is still in there. I was like, okay.
Yep, sitting.
But yeah, I really think it's important for them to know about their finances. My mom says something to me like, my mom is investing. She invests a lot, like investing. And she was like, she wished that she would have known about it when she was younger, because she could have had time to be investing, you know. And at this time, she would have been sitting pretty instead of working on her portfolio. And like, that's what I want. That's one of the things I want our kids to know, is how financially, how to support themselves, how to invest, how to, you know, create it to where they're not, you know, they're set. They don't have to worry about anything because they're sitting pretty.
So one of my friends, Antronika, hey girl, for Tierra's birthday, she bought her stock in Apple. And that was her first piece of investment. Investing. So we created her a little portfolio and we watch it every week to see, you know, how it's doing, what it's earning. And I show her, look, if you were to cash out, you would have got this much. Now you lost a little bit because they're not selling as much. You want to wait till this time, and then when it gets higher, and then you pick something else. So
yeah,
but that was her first introduction to investing at 13. And you know, we didn't know about it like that back in the day. Me and Ebony just started this, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah, last year or so, because T was like, I'm investing Carnival. I said, girl, where are you investing Carnival at? And that's where we started our journey. And that had to be like a year or so ago, pre-pandemic. So it had to be over a year ago.
Was you sitting on the couch then?
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch.
You didn't even do it, because I sent y'all the link. You didn't even do it, Yanni.
I did it afterwards.
Oh,
see,
because
I'm like, that's what I'm
saying. I can say when I'm wrong, whatever.
That's what I started.
I I think finances is very important. I think communication.
Finances are important in a relationship too. And I think that's something that we should teach kids, because it's so taboo to talk about what somebody is making or mm-hmm. what they're saving. But if you have that openness in a relationship from the jump, then yeah. you don't have a question when you get to a point where you move in with someone, if their credit is messed up or not.
Yeah, that's true.
That, and now it's the taboo. Oh, well, a woman making more than the man. Well, now you're going to have to be a go-getter either way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The way this dynamic is set up.
But if they know how important it is, then they're yeah. going to be able to, they're going to be comfortable talking about it when the time comes.
That's why I want my kids to be comfortable enough in themselves and know who they are, regardless of who making the money. Long as somebody's making it, we good.
I agree. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Because I know people have this thing about who is the breadwinner, who, yeah. you know, I don't care about I'm like, do the money come in this household? As long as the money come in this household, I don't care who make the most of it. As long as it come in this household.
That portion really matters. But I think, like, when it, you know, teaching our kids about the importance of credit and, you know, being in a relationship, that person needs to know the importance of it as well. You can't just have somebody from the board who's financially literate, who has A1 credit, who has a good solid savings, being with somebody who they mama done used them on their Edison.
They might be on their gas bill. Right.
Or they don't know their credit score.
When they was a baby, yeah, mm-hmm. and messed theirs up, and now they got to move to the next kid.
Yeah, no, yeah. I can't. I don't want you to be dating nobody that don't know their credit score. When you in that phase, when you dating and building a life with somebody, if you ask a person, what's your credit? You know, how's your credit? And they don't know. Oh, that's a red flag right there. I need you to think that's a red flag.
But you need to be comfortable. You need to be comfortable enough about finances to even open your mouth and ask. Yeah. Because there's so many times people who get in a relationship and they look at somebody and think like, oh, they got it. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. This story back in the day, I'm not going to even put her on blast, but somebody who was my friend, I was dating this guy and he went to do something for her at her house. She bought something or something. And then they ended up messing around. And one of the things was, she said, oh, he got money. And then I was like thinking to myself, girl, he does not have money. Why do you think he's selling all this stuff?
I know.
The first mistake you make when you look at somebody and because they dress a certain guy, have a nice car, you think they got money.
Yeah.
In reality, no, yeah. they don't. Open your mouth and talk about
right.
it.
What do you do? How do you financially support yourself? Like, do you right. have two side hustles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what do you, I mean, those are questions. I think that in dating our children, like, I think on first dates, people don't ask the questions that they should be asking anymore. Like, I remember, I was talking to somebody young, might have been my brother or one of my brother's friends. And I was like, oh, well, what does she do? Oh, I don't know what she does. How are you dating someone you don't know what she does? What? How does she support herself? Like, because if you get in a relationship where are you expected to support her or is she supporting herself?
Boom.
Like, those are things that you need to know. Like, that's a first date type of question. Oh, so what do you do? I'm not asking you if you making a six-figure salary, but I want to know what you do. Are you out here trapping and drug dealing, or you got a legitimate income? You own
are you a sugar baby, or are you in training? Like, what is it?
The thing is, if we go out to eat and your credit card or your card get declined, am I supposed to pick up this check? And then if my card get declined, we both going to jail. I just want to know.
Not to jail.
I just,
so let me tell you guys this. It was online. This girl put, how do you guys feel with going out with, I went to a restaurant and this guy paid with a Cash App card. Ew. How do you guys feel? Yeah. Did you see that? A lot of people were like, money is money.
Right.
Like, why are you downing somebody who paid the whole bill?
Right. The check get paid.
Did it clear? Like, cause Cash App will decline you if it's no money. So did it clear?
Sure will.
I was watching this show when this girl said that this guy took her out on a date and his card declined, and then she ended up paying, And then she never asked about it, but she never talked to him again because she was just so upset. And then now they're like on this like reality show where they meeting up again. And so he finally discussed the situation and he was like, well, it declined because I had brought my canceled card to pay and I didn't know that I had took it out the wallet. And she's like, oh, dang, I didn't even give him an opportunity to explain or, you know, because I just cut him off. Now, I will say, I would be a little off-putted. I'll be a little off-putted if I went on a date. And we didn't bought, you know, what we bought. We didn't eat and we didn't drink because you wanted to take me out on a date. I didn't pursue you. You pursued me and your car declined and I paid. And then you didn't say anything. This is the thing about it. You didn't say anything. Even if I was at fault for not asking or following up with you or trying to hear your side, you didn't offer explanation. That would make me feel away.
Yeah, I agree.
But she could have missed out on her true love. Because...
Why are you getting declined anyway? You didn't check your balance before you left. You didn't look to make sure that you had your ID, made sure you had the right card. That's kind of irresponsible to me.
Right.
To go anywhere and get declined. You need to check. I don't care how much money you got. You need to check before you swipe.
You do. Because I wake up in the morning and check my balances. Like, what's going on in these accounts?
I check my balance throughout the day. And sometimes I'm like, ooh. And then sometimes I'm like, ooh, you know.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know why.
Money. Look, I'm going shopping because it's a little extra today.
Right. I'll be telling Aaron that. He'd be like, oh, can I go buy something? I
even go shopping when it ain't a little extra.
I'm like, Aaron, he says, oh, can I go buy something? Oh, how much money do you have? I don't know, but it's money in there. No, check your account. Because if your car get declined, don't look at me. I'm going to be like, dang.
Jalen is the same way. I don't know. It's money on there. What does that mean? You have an app.
That's what I said. You have an app on your phone that you just log into. You log in with your face. You don't even got to type nothing. Your face, it reads your face.
Push buttons.
And it's boom, logged in. All you have to do is look. Like, I hate that. I'm putting my sister on blast. One time we were in Target. Hey. And she was like, hey, I just really want to get this leather jacket. I have to have this leather jacket. Now, if y'all know my sister is bougie, throw it in the bag. No, she don't look at price tags. If she want it, she got it. She getting it. That's how my sister is. We were in Target. She wanted this leather jacket. We get to the register and decline, sweetie. Decline. Because the cash, I mean, her direct deposit hadn't hit yet. And she was looking at me and I'm looking at her like, I don't have the money for this leather jacket.
You better go and put that back.
Right. So
check
we
your
have
account before you be doing that, sister.
Right. And
don't
we
let me tell you again now.
Right. She was like that. This was a long time ago when we were young, but she was like that. My sister is, oh, I don't care how much when she gets to the register, that's how much she know everything is. I'm counting throughout the store, like, oh, 25. Okay, here's 30. Nah, so when she gets to the register, right. Like it's going to be about 150.
By 20, just in case. Like, right. Okay,
that's what I do. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to put an extra 10 on it just in case. No, good, Amber find out when she gets to the register and they bring it up. She'll be like, oh, dang, so $300?
I'm going to put my sister on blast too, but she be swiping getting declined too. So maybe it's a little sister thing. I don't know. But I always look at her and she be like, sister, check your balance.
Right. Child. I do it in the line when I literally know I just got paid, direct deposit hit. I still check it in the line before I'm about to go back.
Every single time.
To some people's defense, even mine, Wells Fargo would decline you even if you got money in the bank. It do. So
Wells Fargo did embarrass me up in Miami.
Wells Fargo, I'm just saying.
Wells Fargo declines everybody. I don't know why.
Oh, Wells Fargo did. Didn't they just do you this weekend?
Yeah.
They just did.
I'm like,
when she came back to the thing and she was looking and she was like, oh, wait. Okay. So wait, one of these. And I'm like, one of these? What one of these? What one of those? And then Yanni looking at the text message, I'm like, oh damn, Wells Fargo, like, you don't normally spend that at that location. They like,
yeah, nope. She was like, it was like a foreign transaction. I was like, they was like call and notify. I was like, wait, what?
They act like you was in Europe. You was just in Century City. Like, you, I'm telling you, Wells Fargo be overprotective with your money sometimes. Like, come on, Wells Fargo, you ain't gotta do me like that.
Everybody that I know, anytime I go somewhere with them and they got Wells Fargo, it's always a fiasco.
You be feeling like you gotta Target. Call them. She like it's Target. Your mama.
She go to Target. You want to buy her at Target?
It literally said call, and I was like, I'm right here. Like, I'm anybody got my card right here. I was like, okay.
I be feeling like they, you need to call them and warn them, like, hey, yo, I'm about to go eat at Mastro's tonight.
Yeah.
So, but this, you know, is my, don't
this is my coin. This is my money. Why do I have to tell you the way I'm spending my money? No.
Okay, Wells, I'm going to go take my boyfriend to Ruth's Chris tonight. Please don't decline me. Like, that's why I be feeling like you got to do with Wells Fargo.
I did feel kind of special, but I was like, damn, right here. Like, my card, I gave the lady my card. I'm right here.
It's good and bad at the same night. You know your money protected because ain't nobody going to be swiping without Wells Fargo knowing. But then sometimes it's like, dang. Because I think two of us, when we were in Miami, two of us got declined by Wells Fargo, had to step to the side.
Wells Fargo. With all them people.
Sir, and please unblock my card. Like, I am in Miami.
Got declined.
Me and some, who was it? It was two Sheila. Of us though. Oh.
Sheila.
I was like, we both stepped outside.
And she looked, she was like, wait a minute. Mm-mm. This ain't right.
That's what I said. I said, no. And I'll be telling you, T is so sweet. Oh, I'll just pay for it. No, you will not, because I have money. You, and we here celebrating you.
Both of them yelled at me. I was like, no, I'll just pay for it. It's fine. They both yelled at me. I was like, dude, y'all getting declined. I don't know why my friends getting declined. I don't know what's going on, but we gonna get this bill paid.
Got all that. What are we buying? Liquor or something? How does liquor get in decline? It's gonna be okay. But back
sister,
to our
sister
children.
Got declined that weekend too. Everybody was getting declined.
I just want to know. I just think that the kids need to know that this is what I've been hearing. A lot of us put pressure on our kids to go to college and don't give them the space to do anything else. I kind of just want my children to do what makes them happy in whatever avenue that it makes them happy. I do would prefer my kids go to college. I would prefer them go to a HBCU. I really want that. But if not, I want them to do what makes them happy, as long as they can financially support them in their livelihood, as long as that is.
So I completely feel differently about this, and, you know, go off in the comments or whatever, but I feel like a lot of Black families give that option where you can go to college or you don't have to figure it out. No. In my house, you need to go to college. You need to have that experience. You need to, even if you're going to learn business, if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, figure out what makes you happy, you need to know the logistics behind it, and you need to take some classes so that you can learn it. You need to go to college. You need to get a degree. So that way you can support yourself and you know exactly how. You can either do it by, you know, going to work for somebody, or you can, you know, have a career path that you want to follow, or you can, you know, figure out what your passion is and utilize that. But you need to have a solid foundation. High school does not give you that foundation. It's not enough. You need to have somebody up. You need to earn that degree in my house.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I just don't think, I mean, I agree with you, but kids can learn a trade. Sometimes you don't have to go to a four-year school. Sometimes you can learn a trade. And a lot of those people that learn trades make a lot more money than some of us.
Yeah.
So
but I'm a little bit different. To learn a trade, you're still going to school. You're still learning. You didn't
stop
at high school.
But I'm a little bit different. School is not for everybody. That's period. School is not for everybody. Some kids barely graduated high school. So I do preach going to the next level, but if your kid is not barely just graduated high school, how are you going to say you got to go to the next level? So okay. I do preach for my kids to go to the next level, but if it's not in them, you can't force that. So like she said, trade school or whatever it may be, but
trade school is trade school is school. Trade school is school, teaching you. It's teaching you a profession. I'm not saying go to a 4-year university, but go getting an education beyond high school is required in my household. Now, Yanni, what you're saying, like kids, some kids barely get through high school. I am going to say, I think it's because they're lazy and they don't like school, but they're not going to be able to support themselves. How are they going to know how to support themselves if they don't have that trade or if they don't have higher education?
Well, if they barely get through high school, even if the fact that they're lazy or don't like school, if they don't get through high school, if they're, or they barely like make it by the skin of their skin, then it's like, you put money and invested into a 4-year or trade or whatever that they might drop out of, not complete, or not do anything with that degree because they didn't like it and they just went because they were forced to or you just spent thousands of dollars or signed off on $1,000 on the loan and they don't,
or they can live, or they can live with you forever or go live off of somebody because that's all they're gonna do with a high school education.
A lot of kids or things, we have some success stories, kids starting multi-million dollar businesses. I mean, I'm not saying it happens every day.
Some kids do. Yeah, if push comes to shove, somebody gonna be a go-getter and go get what they want, regardless. But I'm just saying, school is not for everybody. If they want something in life, they gonna go get it.
That's true. That's true.
And I'm saying that I know from experience, you need to have some sort of like something after high school. It's not just high school and then, well, whatever. It's something. Whether you get a 2-year degree, a trade, or go to a 4-year school. That's what I think. You have to learn how to do something to support yourself.
What if it's high school and you want to work at Chipotle because they're paying $15 an hour?
Okay, so then we show the example of how making $15 an hour works. If you're making $15 an hour and it's just you, where are you gonna live at?
That's true. You can't live nowhere.
If you're making $15, if you're making $15 an hour and so, you drop somebody's burrito on the ground from working at Chipotle, wait a minute. You drop your burrito on the ground from working at Chipotle, you get fired. Where are you gonna live at?
So I'm gonna go get the next job.
You can't have no savings if you just make $15 an hour. And I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about like if you get out of high school and you go work at, you know, Chipotle for 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. If you work there for 5 years, you should have been moved up the totem pole, right? You should have went from like a leader, crew chief leader, to assistant manager.
Not if they lazy.
Exactly.
Is it unforgivable since we're saying we teach them this and we want this? Now, sometimes our kids don't listen to everything we say. 9 times out of 10, they do, but there's always that 1% chance that they don't listen to something. Is it unforgivable if they say, I don't want that? That's not
No. That's not
because you have your way of thinking and your kids have another way of thinking.
Right.
And that's going to be your kid regardless.
Right.
Because you always want something for your kid and your kid have their way of thinking and y'all have to meet somewhere in the middle.
Right. I agree with that. Because that's all this thing this lady said. Sometimes we as parents forget that these children are their own little people with their own little emotions and thoughts and wants and dreams, because we want so much for them and we do so much for them. We forget like that they have their own thoughts like in process. Now, I'm not going to say that it's not just easy to figure out, like, you know, how many times I changed careers from being 16 to an adult. I've said I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. Oh, I found something that I love to do. But I changed like 4 or 5 times. And if I didn't have the support system that I had where it was, you can fail or you cannot do it and I'll still care and I'll still love you and we'll figure it out. who knows what would have happened. That's what I want them to know. That's what I want our children to know. It's okay to fail or not just go on the straight path that we assume that they should all go on. We'll still love them and we'll still figure it out with them. That's what I want them to know about life.
I mean, yeah, you as a parent, you can always be there to pick up the pieces. That's a given for some parents. Because some parents is just going to be cut and dry.
Yeah, like that, get out.
just saying.
That is true. I think T is frozen.
Oh, she is.
I should take a picture so she can see her face. Yep, I took a picture. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna, but some parents are like, no, you, it's my way or you get out. Some parents are like that. Oh, are you back?
I think so. Can you see me?
Yeah, I took a picture of you so you can see your face.
Was it like this?
No.
I was like, oh, look at her face. She frozen. Let me take a picture so she can see this. Did you hear what we said? Did you hear what?
I heard everything you guys said.
Oh, okay.
You know, to each his own. I just know what it's like to like try to move up and not have, you know, a path that you follow, to try to create your own path. And if I can make it easier for my kids, not have to go through some of the things that I went through, then that's what I'll do.
No, we all want our kids not to bump our heads like we did, but it's called life lessons. So they're going to make their own life lessons, but we try to lessen the blow.
Their life lessons don't have to be similar to ours because we went through them. So I feel like we can teach them so that they don't have to make those same, they don't have to make those same mistakes.
Oh, but they're going to make some.
I don't
of course. See,
there's some.
They make mistakes right now.
Right. And there's some in our group, I feel, that are going to take the advice, and then there are some that I feel gonna have to work a little harder with, and some that gonna forge their own path. Like, even in our small, you know, group of children, that's just what I think. And I think, yeah, we should try to do whatever we can to make life easier for them so they don't have to make the same mistakes. But like Yanni said, they will make their own mistakes. Hopefully not the similar ones. Like, we was talking about lessons that God was teaching us that we didn't have to learn. Like, I hope they don't make them mistakes, because them was hard lessons. I'm telling you. Some things I just, like, I remember working two jobs. I remember, you know, getting lights cut off. You know, I remember these things, and I hope my children never have to go through a time where they got to work two and three jobs. Leaving one job, you ain't slept in 2-3 days because you've been working so much. Like, I hope they never
that's
have to.
That's what happens when you work at Chipotle. I'm trying to tell y'all.
I ain't work at Chipotle.
Chipotle, though, I work at McDonald's. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, Chipotle. Like, to the lifestyle that we created for them, they are not going to be able to support that lifestyle working at Chipotle.
Oh, no, they won't. They will not be able to support this lifestyle that they have. And they ain't going to be wearing no Jordans. They ain't going to be having no chains. They ain't going to be having none of that. Ain't no laptops, PS4s, and new iPhones, all of that. That those are luxuries that we're providing for them right now. When they get out there on their own, they're going to have to live within their means.
But that's why you instill in them the stuff that you want to, and hopefully some of that will stick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to put everything you can, the best things in your children, and you hope it turns out for the best. All you can do is
teach them. What I will say about all of our children, I think that the way that all three of us are raising them, I think they are going to be fine human beings. And that's all we can all pray for, is that they turn out to be fine human beings.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're on the right path. They, you know, some of them a little funnier than others, but they're still like going to be very decent human beings.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
You don't think we're going to have decent human beings? Our kids is raggedy.
Who said that? Mr. Wedlow?
Mr. Wedlow.
Come peek your head in.
If I'm, listen.
Who if I'm raggedy? Look who made an appearance.
If I'm keeping it 1,000.
Nobody can see you. Get down.
Come on, Mr. Wedlow.
If I'm keeping it 1,000. Man, I ain't worried about being seen. Man, these kids go about to have the dirtiest house I ever seen in my lifetime. It's going to be disgusting.
Hey, their rooms is funky.
I don't know. They're gonna be dirty. Right.
Well, they eat fine dining, so.
Man, no. They have fine dining on our dime, but for them, they want to eat noodles and nuggets. Like,
yep.
I don't know how that diet's going to work out.
That's why I said they're going to have to live within their means when they leave.
I said, you ain't human beings. Like, when I say fine human beings, I mean, they have a good heart. They care about people. They love their family. That's what I mean. With a dirty house.
They gonna straighten up before their parents come, though. They gonna throw all the stuff up
in the closet.
Right.
In the closet. So, okay. Mr. Willow,
we appreciate y'all for watching.
OCD, and he likes everything to be in its place a certain way every single time.
No, just put it back where you got it. That's it.
Get out of this podcast. No,
I
mean,
I'm with him on that one.
Yeah, I would put it back where you got it.
Yeah, anyway, they're still going to be fine human beings. They do have like a funky room. It's dirty. Like, right, they clean it. They and then a couple of days later, it's dirty again. I don't even know why.
No, they're crispy.
I know. I'd be like, why don't you just put the clothes in the hamper that I bought you to put the clothes in?
Okay, so what is it about the clothes being on top of the hamper?
Right. I'd be like,
put them in the hamper. Clothes on top of the hamper. Like, why would you just open it?
Right. Oh, I just do want to say, me and Aaron just made burgers tonight by himself. He made bacon cheese burgers. Well, he cut up his tomatoes. He cut up his lettuce. He put cheese on his burgers. All I did was tell him to hold the pan when he flipping the burgers. I'm like, we about to have burgers on the floor.
You better teach your son how to cook.
Right. Where I was like,
cheeseburgers for dinner.
Bacon cheeseburgers, girl.
Cheeseburgers.
He made them with some bacon and had brioche buns. He did make some, have brioche.
Did he put butter on the brioche bun?
I was like, where did he get that from?
And he toasted.
Look, where did he get that from?
Probably his Uncle Marcus. But he did. He was in the store. He gathered all his stuff. We went to the store and I said, what do you want on your burgers? And he gathered his stuff and he cooked tonight. All I did was, don't do that. That's going to burn you. That's too much seasoning. Stop putting the season salt.
Ooh, you was about to have a salty burger.
I was like,
always be making food salty.
He was like, oh no, don't do that. Don't do that. We was about to have high blood pressure tonight, but he did a very good job. He even made
One night wouldn't have killed you.
Girl, I was going to go into a coma with that much salt.
She already dehydrated.
Right. And he made chipotle mayo too. So it was very good.
Oh, he was trying it. Better go, Aaron.
He was on what's me and Dallas' favorite thing? Tasty. He was on Tasty. Oh. And he then found him a recipe and he made it. And I was like, look, my baby, that's what he told me he wants to do for a living when he wants to be a chef and then own his own restaurant. So that is his
very
dream.
Good.
As
he still gotta go to culinary school, but okay.
That's his dream right now. Cause like I said, I changed 4 or 5 times before I got to where I wanted to be. But this is his dream as of 14, is a chef in his own restaurant. So
very good. That is a good path to follow. And if you're starting out, he could be really, really good.
That's what I said. I was like, dang, I can't wait for you to graduate culinary school so I could just be sitting here watching you.
Let me get some chicken cordon bleu, Aaron.
I was like, I'm gonna be eating good when you get into culinary school. First of all, Trey Tech has a culinary program and their shed that sometimes they let the people come on campus.
They have a really good culinary program.
They
actually
do.
You could go taste their food.
Yeah, you can taste their food and they actually have excellent food for students.
El Camino College just opened up theirs too.
Huh?
El Camino College opened up theirs too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was having lunch there one time and I was like, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. This is so fabulous. I didn't know their culinary program, they were known for it, but apparently Trey Tech has a really good culinary program. Shout out to Trey Tech and their culinary students. Why are you rolling your eyes?
because it's a kid walking through with the trash, and then the fireworks is going off outside. Now I'm hungry.
Okay, y'all. So
okay, honey, I'm on the thing.
So we gonna wrap it up, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week on Wednesday, and when you have time, check out Yanni Cake Catering on IG.
Thank you.
And you can check out xandderm.com or januaryand25th.com. See you guys later.